This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now let's go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find Mayor Brandon Johnson on the heels of the big news about Wrigley hosting the All-Star Game in 2027. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And also, I guess we want to start with that. We've had a lot of Cubs talk, so I will give you the choice. Would you like to talk about the Cubs series that just wrapped up against the Orioles, or would you rather talk about what started the weekend with the big announcement about All-Star? We're going to discuss both with you, Mayor.
Well, listen, as a Cubs fan, you can never have too much Cubs discussion. What an incredible series. We really needed that one, especially after what happened the series before. So it was great that we were able to get two out of those three. And yesterday, of course, was a great culmination of a strong series, and particularly in dramatic fashion. The only way in which Cubs know how to do it is to do things in dramatic fashion. So they convinced me. I'm already working with my full administration to prepare for the parade.
Okay.
Something tells me that quote is going to come back. I'm just pointing that out, you know. But I know you're a big fan, so that's the context, right?
Yeah. And look, I mean, the excitement that this team has generated, you know, for our city and really for sports fans around the country. You know, as an organization, the Cubs are supported all over the country, all over the world. Like many folks, I grew up watching WGN and, you know, had a chance to just fall in love with the Cubs early in life. Particularly those teams in the 80s, very exciting team from Gary Matthews to Leon Durham and Lee Smith, and of course Shawn Dunston, who was just here as we were honoring our dear brother Rhino. So look, you know, I think what the Rickets have done, they've put forth a team that has captured the imagination of Chicagoans. It's going to be a tough division. Clearly, the Brewers are very inspired as well. But, you know, you can't overlook, you know, how that lineup has created so much offense and so much excitement, and the pitching staff has been able to hold firm for the most part. But as you know, in baseball, you can never have too much quality pitching. So we're going to hope that they have a strong August. And, you know, as we get prepared for postseason, which it looks like we're heading that direction, as long as we continue to play strong team baseball. So it's an exciting time for Cubs fans. It's an exciting time for just baseball fans. And boy, what a great way to end the weekend. Lollapalooza and a Cubs victory. Man, you can't ask for anything more than that in Chicago.
A lot going on, Mayor Johnson. I wanted to ask you about this whole process coming together with the All-Star Game announcement. I know security was the big thing that Major League Baseball was concerned about. I didn't know until Craig Kenny, the Cubs president of business operations, told us on Friday that the city and the state are responsible for different streets that surround Wrigley Field. What can you tell us about that process coming together and making sure that you had all the security stuff in place?
Well, first of all, it was a very, very much necessary investment so that our fans can enjoy Wrigleyville and the entire atmosphere in a safe way. And so working with the state of Illinois, we had the full force of government. Of my administration coming together to work with the Cubs organization to put forth about roughly $32 million in infrastructure changes to create a safe, healthy environment around there. Most folks may not know this, but you know, Wrigleyville and particularly Wrigley Field is one of the top tourist destinations in the entire state of Illinois. And so we're constantly attracting people from around the world who just want to see this, you know, incredible edifice, right? And so this investment was worthwhile because it's going to outlive this All-Star game. And, you know, what I've always said from the very beginning since I've taken office is that we have to work hand in hand with our private sector as well as government. And this is a clear testament, all of us coming together, giving that much more confidence to Major League Baseball to bring the World Series. Yes, the All-Star game. not a Freudian slip, but to bring the All-Star game back to the city of Chicago, something that we haven't experienced in over 30 years. So it's a collaborative effort. That infrastructure is going to outlive the All-Star game so that we can continue to attract visitors from around the globe, and they can do it in a safe way.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Bears parade making its way slowly down Michigan Avenue again, or saying fun things at Grant Park. And if I may, Mayor Johnson, I'd like to get into a little bit of stadium talk, because all the momentum right now for the Bears' future home seems to be Arlington Heights. Everybody I talk to is like, oh, yeah, it's Arlington Heights, Arlington Heights. What are the percentages that it's going to be Arlington Heights? Is there any chance that the Bears could still build in the city of Chicago?
Look, the Bears belong in the city of Chicago, right? And I believe that, you know, people know that. You know, there's a tremendous momentum, as you know, Joe Mansueto with the Fire. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of investments to build a new stadium. The 1901 project on the west side of Chicago, we're talking about billions of dollars of investments. 63,000 construction jobs, 12,000 permanent construction jobs or permanent jobs that these two big investments will provide. The All-Star game coming to the city of Chicago is proof positive that there is a great deal of confidence that people have in our city, particularly as violent crime continues to go down. Homicides are down 32%. Shooting victims are down almost 40%. You know, we're seeing unprecedented levels of investment. So my door still remains open. And perhaps because I am a Cubs fan, I just remain optimistic no matter what the circumstances are. But they really do belong in the city of Chicago. And look, we've had some really strong conversations with, you know, the McCaskey family, Kevin Warren, really strong conversations around the value of the lakefront. And again, my door will remain open, but it's really clear that with all of the investments that are happening in our city, again, from Joe Mansueto and Chicago Fire, the 1901 project outside the United Center, the momentum is certainly swinging in our direction, and we're on a nice little hot winning streak here. So my door is going to remain open, and the hope is that Chicago Bears fans, you know, rally around in this moment to, you know, challenge all of us to come together to figure out a pathway to make sure that the 100-year history doesn't end in this moment, and that we can set ourselves up for the next 100 years.
Does it feel like a long shot, though? Because that's what it sounds like to me in hearing what you're saying there, Mayor Johnson, that you're optimistic, your door remains open, but when was the last time you had real talk about the stadium being downtown for the Bears? Has there actually been that in the last week or two?
Well, not within the last week or two, but here's what I do know, and here's what I can share. I can't tell you about, you know, percentages in terms of what's a high percentage shot. I don't know if we're using the right analogy by using basketball analogies, but I can't tell you if this is fourth and one or if this is first and long. What I can say is this, is that I know that the McCaskey family has committed about $2.2 billion, right? Almost 72% of their own financing into this stadium. By the way, the stadium in which the city of Chicago would own, there's no other configuration in which the ownership puts forth those type of resources towards a stadium that would be owned by the city of Chicago. The way Dome Stadium could benefit the people of Chicago and really the entire region, that entire campus. In fact, that museum campus where the lakefront is, as where the stadium is, I believe that is the top tourist destination in the entire state of Illinois, right? So we're talking about billions of dollars of billions of dollars of tourism that continues to come through our city. Our hotel occupancy, we're talking about pre-pandemic numbers. You know, in fact, you know, Beyonce, just her concert, three nights. If that's a Dome Stadium, she stays two more nights, and I can actually close my budget deficit by just her having concerts here for a week long. You know, so the potential that this stadium has for, you know, Big Ten tournaments and the like and concerts is just enormous. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, say one way or the other, you know, where I think percentages wise in terms of what are the chances of the Bears actually staying in Chicago. I will say this, there's no politician in the entire state of Illinois that has worked hard to come up with a package in which 72%, almost 75% of the financing would actually come from the Bears organization, and that the other dollars that we're discussing are set aside just to build stadiums. Those dollars cannot be used for anything else. And then finally, there's agreement that we need infrastructure transformation in that area. You know how difficult it is to just move in and out in that area. We just saw that over the past weekend with Lollapalooza, where thousands of visitors could not even access the museum campus. That's a missed opportunity. So the infrastructure that we have to transform over there, how this particular stadium could be used 24/7, 365 days out the year, a stadium in which that would be essentially built by the Bears organization that the city of Chicago would own, with thousands of jobs that it would create. It's a tremendous opportunity for the entire region. We have the apparatus and the infrastructure to be able to handle this type of development. So again, I'm going to continue to have conversations. The door is open, and you know, we'll do everything in our power. I will to make sure that the Bears remain a Chicago team. Nothing against the suburbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of those people, I would love to see it downtown. I'm not feeling the momentum right now, but I hope it gets there.
Yeah, well, we're on the same page there. And so the next time, you know, I have a conversation with the Bears, I'll perhaps invite you in the meeting, and you can share that sentiment, okay?
I am in. We'll get you my address after the interview. The producers will take it down. We'll hang out. I'm in the South Loop. We can hang out. I'm down.
Mayor Brandon Johnson joining us here on Rahimi & Harris with Mark Rohde, and also on Twitch on 670 The Score. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. In the meantime, too, Mayor Johnson, the Bears have a lease with Soldier Field until 2033. And based on Freedom of Information Records requests, we know that the previous mayor's office in the Park District had gotten to a bit of an impasse with the Bears. There was a lot made of the meetings that you had with Kevin Warren and the Bears once you took office. I pointed out, I think that that's part of what diplomacy is trying to make sure there's a relationship there. What can you tell us about how it's going with the Bears right now and throughout the lease until whatever happens next stadium-wise happens?
Yeah, thank you for that question. First of all, Rahimi, I should have congratulated you at the top of this conversation. Thank you for just breaking barriers and just being a true model for all sports fans, but especially our young girls, our young women who are just breaking barriers. My son was on a basketball team, and the team he played, both of the coaches were coached by women. It's just an incredible, remarkable testament to how leaders like yourself have provided so much voice and confidence to people. So thank you. As far as just, you know, the natural tensions that exist within these conversations, you're right. These were just, you know, par for the course, if you will. You know, look, the McCaskey family and Kevin Warren have always been open to my administration. As you know, we made a very bold announcement, you know, a little bit over a year ago around what potential this stadium would be for the people of Chicago and the entire region. And in fact, I failed to mention this, is that not only are the Bears committed to putting skin in the game, they are also prepared to pay down the debt that's actually owned on a depreciating asset, right? The previous administration negotiated a deal in which now I believe that stadium is still owed about $600 million or so.
Yes.
And it's not an, and so thank you for raising that very smart, intuitive aspect of this conversation, is that not only will they pay for the construction of a new stadium, 72-75% of their own resources, they would pay down the debt that's owed on the stadium, of which, again, the Dome Stadium we would actually own. And so these are, you know, difficult conversations that we've had, but there's been a real commitment, I believe, from the Bears organization to show some level of drive to get this deal done. We do need partnerships in Springfield, and we're hopeful that they recognize the value of the infrastructure dollars that need to take place over there anyhow. And all of the museum campus presidents have all indicated that they need those resources as well, because we're cutting off revenue to the fullness of that entire campus. So if you look to the north, right, Navy Pier, you know, going all the way south to essentially to the Obama Center, right? We're talking about a real unique moment for the city of Chicago to have a great deal of infusion of investment. Again, we're talking about thousands of jobs for the construction, thousands of permanent jobs as well. So those conversations have been thoughtful, you know, and, you know, I've learned from how previous administrations have engaged. And my hope is that with what we've put forward, and perhaps there are other things that we can put on the table, but what we have put forward so far has certainly been in response to how the previous deal did not pan out for taxpayers. And this approach that we're taking is to ensure that we protect taxpayers, that we keep a storied franchise at the lakefront, and then we make investments that really look towards the future as I work to build the safest, most affordable big city in America. I can't express enough how pleased I am with our police department working with our mental health providers, a police department, you know, working with those who are supportive of youth employment. Right. And so if we're going to continue to build the momentum of violence going down in our city, building more affordable units and making sure that our sports teams are a part of the community and winning, you couldn't ask for a stronger recipe than that.
Mayor Johnson joining us here on Raheem and Harris. Before we let you go, Mayor, I didn't need to ask about the White Sox because I didn't know where the discussions have gone as far as Jerry Reinsdorf saying he wants a new ballpark and also what infrastructure is being put in, not only with the White Sox in mind, but also with that Chicago Fire, which you called a win for the city, with them making such an investment in a new stadium themselves.
Yeah, I mean, with the White Sox, you know, there are still more conversations to be had about what type of investment the White Sox will make. You know, they have just, you know, finalized, I believe, an agreement with an ownership partnership share. And so I'm looking forward to having that conversation with the addition that has been brought to the White Sox organization. You know, again, as far as the new Chicago Fire Stadium, we're still working out deals around infrastructure. If you know that area in the South Loop, there's some infrastructural dynamics that we will have to address just to make sure that people can move in and out of our city with a little bit more fluidity. You know, traffic in and of itself is an indication of a vibrant returning economy. And I know that can frustrate the hell out of people at the same time. So, you know, it's one of those things where you want the traffic, you want the energy, and you want people to be able to move freely. So some of that infrastructure has to be around expanding, our public transportation system as well, as ridership continues to go up and as we work with Springfield to make sure that our transportation system is fully funded. These are all of the things that I get to enjoy every single day to ensure we build a safe, affordable city for fans all over the city, but all over the country as well. So thank you all very much. I really have enjoyed this time and looking forward to coming back as we celebrate, I believe, at least Central Division, and then we'll move on from there. Go Cubbies.
Thanks, Mayor Brandon Johnson. Yeah, we'll get your thoughts on the Brewers and Cubs maybe after the upcoming series here next week. Thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you both.
Thanks, Mayor.
It was Mayor Brandon Johnson on with Raheemy Harris and Mark Rohde talking a lot about not just the upcoming All-Star game to Wrigley in 2027, but some news about the Bears as well. So we will break it down, I think, next as a team here on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Rohde on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.